This is a Kaboom Podcast production from BYU Radio.
The subterranean world underneath Olympus Dale wound on for miles. Cruising at high speed on their hoverboards, Bonzi led the group down a road-like corridor that ran through open caverns and tunneled into rock.
We're under Mirkwood right now!
They had already passed massive living quarters, each packed with thousands of apartments. All empty. Hydroponic farms, colossal granaries. As huge as it all was, something about it made them all feel even more trapped. And now for chapter 14, the ghost room.
We really should have helmets on!
Pish posh, Reyna. I'll interrupt the flow of air over my aerodynamically coiffed head.
The Gondolin hypothesis is sounding more and more likely.
What's the Gondolin hypothesis, Chess?
It's one of their theories about what's going on with the town. The first two were pretty dumb.
Well, I'm a 1952 now, so spill it, guys.
Indeed. First, we have the Proxima Centauri conspiracy.
They thought me and Dad were aliens.
I'd vote for that one.
Then we have the Third World War. Traditional scenario where the Dutch Dakotans and their allies invade. Olympus Dale has some new kind of defensive shield technology the government is trying out. And if it is a war, we can put some laser guns on these babies. Woohoo! Yeah!
Careful, Skinny! A good old conventional war wouldn't explain the hypernormal, such as this underground, nor would it explain the paranormal, such as the Bent Man.
Right. The Gondolin hypothesis is that something much bigger and weirder is going on, and that Olympus Dale was constructed for some special purpose.
Wait, Gondolin? That's from the Silmarillion, right? J.R.R. Tolkien.
Yes, Niels.
That's the secret city that no one can leave or get into. I just read that.
Exactly. Turgon the Elf Prince wanted a haven, safe from the encroaching evils of the world.
Surrounded by mountains and self-sufficient for centuries.
Wait a minute. Three!
Three what, Niels?
There are three Silmarils, right, Chess? That's the most important number in your favorite book. That's your number in the 1952's equation. Three!
Well done.
Shao, who told you? I would prefer to fail with honor than to win by cheating. Plato.
Sophocles.
Not bad, Niels. Skinny, look out! Skinny, are you okay?
Of course. My reflexes are legendary. Good thing I detected the rumble before you all crashed.
Let me help you up, colleague.
Oh, it was Plato.
What happened here? The cave is completely collapsed. Like a bomb went off.
Maybe a bomb went off.
Maybe this tunnel went to Dad's research lab outside the valley.
A sensible hypothesis.
Is this the only tunnel out?
The only one I've found so far.
Olympia, is there any other way out?
Silly. Why would you ever want to leave?
Oh yeah, Olympia's psychotic.
Guys, we should get back to the basement soon. If Mom goes down there, she's going to have a heart attack. Sorry, Chess.
Not a problem.
Wait. So what's the deal with Chess? Is there something wrong with your heart? Is that why you need to get out of town?
Mm-hmm. He needs surgery in a hospital. A replacement for his artificial heart pump. Soon.
Wow. I'm so sorry, Chess.
Mm-hmm. We need to find a way out.
Well, there is one thing I should show you. It's definitely a piece of the puzzle. A spooky one. The ghost room.
America is under attack? By whom?
I don't know.
Well, that doesn't help us.
He's lying.
Why did you come here?
Dutch Jakarta has been spying on Orville Smith for over a decade. We were attacked as well, years ago.
By who?
We don't know. But it's what actually ended the first conflict with the United States. We knew Orville had secrets, had plans.
You've been spying on my husband and now my son?
Maybe you should thank me for keeping an eye on Niels, since he's always getting in trouble and his mother clearly has no idea what he's doing half the time.
Oh, Don't you get uppity, Doolittle. You're a bad guy.
Look, If we pool our information, work together, maybe we'll find some real answers.
So we're just supposed to keep the fact that you're a D-Jack a secret?
I'll join the Crochet Club.
What?
Oh, you didn't hear. It's their secret society of people who knit and share classified information.
Really?
Crochet, not knit. Yeah, there's a difference. Mm-hmm.
If you turn me into Wolf, he'll throw me in the stockade and won't listen to a thing I have to say. And he definitely won't tell you anything.
Okay, first, tell us what you know about my husband.
I can guarantee he'll tell us.
Major Wolf!
Sir!
You're entering a restricted area.
Okay, everyone. This is the lowest level of the complex. Through that big door is what I call the ghost room.
The control panel for the door is all beat up and rewired. Bonds, did you do that?
Nope, I found it this way. Somebody bypassed the security controls before I got here. Otherwise, we couldn't get in.
Bonzi, you can't go wandering around in creepy rooms. That's crazy dangerous. Who knows who could have been in there? Mom is going to ground you for a million years.
You'll be keeping me company if she finds out. Besides, whoever it was might have been here months ago. It could have been a repairman for all we know.
Shh, wait a minute.
I know that sound.
You've heard it before, Reyna?
We all have. It's the same sound we heard at the Rainbow Gate.
Really?
The Hairy Gate. In fact, there goes your hair, Reyna.
It's funnier when you see it happen to someone else.
It's not the same sound, but it's similar.
He's right. I don't hear the voices. And you guys aren't turning into zombies.
Zombies and ghosts. Great. The real question is, are there really ghosts in that room?
Kind of. I can't remember.
What's that supposed to mean?
Well, it's kind of hard to explain. I know there are important things in there. Strange things. But when you come out, you forget them.
Then how would you know you forgot them if you forgot them?
You'll see. You'll remember that they were important, but not what they were. It's a ghosty memory, hence the name. I used to have to leave myself notes outside here, reminding me that I had even been in the room at all. When you come out, you'll be in a little bit of a funk, so I'll wait here.
Come on, let's just do it. Open it.
Okay.
It's like the whole room is underwater. Reyna, wait!
She didn't vaporize. Slowly, the others followed, while Bonzi waited in the corridor.
A museum?
It was the size of a small stadium. But instead of bleachers, towering terraces of bookshelves and glass display cases lined the sides all around.
Everybody, take lots of pics and video.
Ugh. Anybody else feel all woozy? Like they're waking up from a nap?
Affirmative.
I'm gonna be sick.
Here, use this.
Skinny, did you seriously just barf into a historical artifact?
Well, it's even more historic now.
Look, it's the 2011 World Cup rugby trophy. But weird.
What?
It says New Zealand.
So?
Well, the World Cup that year was supposed to be New Zealand, but it was canceled because of the war with Dutch Jakarta and the plague.
It's an eclectic collection, to be sure. Modern artifacts from the last 100 years, spanning sports, commerce, science, culture, literature. But most of them don't seem particularly museum-worthy.
Ooh, Monster Energy Drink. Never heard of this.
Skinny, don't eat the artifacts.
Relax. Are we on a fact-finding mission or what?
Let's keep moving.
Whoa. Wow. Where's Geordi LaForge when you need him?
It looks kind of like, what is it called? The thing on Star Trek. The big glass pillar with electricity pulsing through it.
A warp core, but 10 times as big.
Look out!
A robotic arm?
It's okay. It's not after us. Look, it's taking one of those bowling balls with green lights from the rack on the wall and putting it in the
warp core.
Olympia, are you online in this room?
Yep. What can I do for you, Chesterton?
What is happening right now?
You mean with the robotic arm?
Yes.
I don't know exactly. It does this every 3.14 days. A new sphere is placed in the power conduit, and the old one is removed.
Hey guys, check this out. The floor over here is a huge video screen.
It's a map.
Yeah, it's a map. But look, it's wrong. It's not showing the Soviet Union. And look, it says that Alaska is part of the United States. It should be Alyaska, part of the Soviet Union.
Maybe this is a war room, and it's an interactive map where they can explore different outcomes of global conflicts. See? If you stand on these spots, it shows different statistics.
Olympia, do you have access to this map?
Yes.
Can you tell me why the Dutch Jakarta Empire is missing from it?
There is no Dutch Jakarta Empire. Jakarta is the capital of Indonesia.
What?
Would you like to see some pictures? It's a beautiful country.
Olympia, what is the population of the Earth?
A little over 8 billion people.
But that's not right. Since the wars and plague, it's like 6 billion now, right?
Olympia, how many people have died in the plague?
Which plague are you talking about? The bubonic plague in the 1300s claimed up to 200 million lives.
I know about that one. I mean the plague that's going on in Oceania right now.
There is no plague in Oceania right now. That would be terrible. There have been no pandemics in the Oceania region since COVID-19 in 2020.
COVID-19? What is that? Hey guys, check this out.
Hey, nice wizard outfit.
It was in a display case. Movie props. Something called Harry Potter? Can you believe it? A fantasy series I've never heard of.
Olympia, what is this room we're in?
This is the protected archive.
Archive of what?
I don't know exactly. I don't have access to that information. I'm aware of all the books, objects, and data in here, but I don't know what it means. Sorry.
Fascinating. What do you think, Reyna?
I have no idea. Extremely weird and spooky. But did you see all those metal balls with green lights?
Seeming to power the warp core?
Yeah. If I was making a coil gun the size of a big cannon, those bowling balls would be the perfect size.
Mrs. Smith, a kitchen is a very unusual place to triage spies.
That's what I said.
Shut up, Doolittle. Everyone here is in big trouble, especially you.
Major Wolf, Culpepper was just following my orders. We had good reason to detain Doolittle.
We didn't hurt him.
Major, they tied me up. They tortured me. They think I'm a spy.
I'm inclined to believe them.
No, Major, I was just playing along until you got here.
Come on, Culpepper. Let's get this man to the stockade.
But sir, I need to ask him about—
I hereby relieve Mrs. Smith of her command duties. So if you don't mind, Corporal, you're gonna have to start taking orders from me. The interrogation will have to wait.
But Major Wolf, we're making progress here.
We have so many questions. Doolittle, where's my husband? My daughter?
And Bella.
Major Wolf, we've got him here. We might as well find out some answers.
You can't take him yet. I need to know more.
He will be thoroughly interrogated. But right now, I need to deal with a very real possibility of an insurrection in Olympus Dale. Mayor Reese has a mob at my headquarters as we speak. Good night, and stay here.
What about Skinny's parents? Have they tracked down whoever wrecked the car lot?
Not yet.
Wait, Doolittle. Do you know anything that could help Chesterton? Anything at all? He doesn't have much time.
No. I honestly don't.
Just a second. Wait. Dang it.
Breathe. It's all gonna be okay, honey. I'll go check in on the kids.
Dear Lord, I'm so sorry. I might have really hurt Doolittle. But I need to know what to do next.
Guys, hurry. There's the door. We need to get back to my basement before someone checks on us.
Welcome back to Earth.
Wait, where are we? What just happened?
Oh, I feel so funky.
Like you just got slimed? I told you you'd feel weird after going in there.
Ugh, we were in the... what? The ghost room? Oh, yeah. I remember going in and then coming out.
We discovered something cataclysmically important. but I can't remember what it was. And all my pictures and videos are scrambled.
I know, Chess.
Perhaps there's some kind of electrical interference. Bonzi, have you tried taking physical notes while inside the ghost room and then walking out with them?
Of course. Look, I tried a bunch of times to take notes, draw pictures, anything.
It's all scribbles.
Exactly. And I have amazing penmanship. I don't know what I originally wrote down in there, but it wasn't this.
That is really freaky.
Guys, we gotta go. Come on.
They raced back through the vast underground.
Come on, this way.
10 minutes later, they scrambled back up through the janitor's closet.
Up the stairs, people. Mom and Credence could be checking on us at any second.
I'm so sleepy.
You can sleep when we get to the house. Oh my gosh, I think I hear someone coming. Run! Okay, grab some pillows and blankets. I'll close this. Where's that book?
Ready or not, here I come.
Philby became pensive. Clearly,
Martha,
the time traveler proceeded.
You need to come see
any
this.
Any real body must have extension in four directions.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Mom. I'm just reading them a bedtime story.
Something is fishy, Martha. I have never seen this bunch so civil.
Bonz, do you have a fever? You're sweating.
No, not at all. Just an exciting book. It's a classic. One of Dad's favorites.
Yeah. Well, it's been a crazy long night. Huh, Credence?
Yeah, I can't wait to do it again.
Let's get Raina to the guest room. Bonzi, time for bed, sweetie.
Okay.
Good night. I guess I'll see you all in the morning.
I'll get it.
Nah, you need to get some rest, Superwoman.
I'm sure I'll collapse any minute. Hi, Adam. Is everything okay?
Hi, Mrs. Smith. Sorry to bother you so late. Could you come outside for just a minute?
Sure. Val!
And there I was, on the doorstep. An apparition, standing next to Adam Wolf.